Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving into a deep, comprehensive analysis of FNB Corporation, ticker symbol FNB, a regional bank that's been making some interesting moves lately. If you're looking to add a financial stock to your portfolio, or just want to understand how this player stacks up in the banking sector, stick around. We're going to break down everything from their financials to their valuation, recent performance, and more. Let's get started. So first off, why are we talking about FNB? Well, FNB Corporation is a financial holding company based out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and it's been around since 1864. That's over 150 years of history, which tells you they've weathered a lot of economic storms. They're not a household name like some of the big national banks, but they've carved out a solid niche in the regional banking space, primarily serving customers across Pennsylvania, Ohio, Maryland, and several other states in the Mid-Atlantic and Southeast. With a market cap of over $6 billion, they're a mid-sized player, but they've been showing some promising growth and strategic moves that caught my eye. Let's dig into who they are and what they bring to the table. FNB Corporation operates through its main subsidiary, First National Bank of Pennsylvania, offering a full range of financial services. We're talking commercial banking, consumer banking, wealth management, insurance, and more. They've got a network of over 300 branches, and their focus is on both individual customers and businesses, including small to medium-sized enterprises. What stands out is their geographic footprint. They're strategically positioned in growing markets like North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia, in addition to their core Mid-Atlantic base. Under the leadership of CEO Vincent J. Deli Jr., they've been pushing to expand their offerings, recently adding capabilities like municipal bond underwriting to boost their capital markets platform. With over 4,000 employees, they're a significant regional employer too. This isn't just a sleepy local bank. They're actively trying to compete with bigger players by offering tailored, community-focused services while scaling up. Now, let's talk numbers, specifically revenue. FNB has shown consistent growth in their top line over the past few years, which is a great sign for a regional bank. In 2025, their full-year revenue hit $2.69 billion, up from $2.57 billion in 2024 and $2.23 billion in 2023. That's a compound growth rate that's pretty impressive for their size. A big chunk of their revenue comes from interest income on loans and investments, which is typical for a bank, but they've also been growing non-interest income through fees and services like wealth management. Unfortunately, I don't have a detailed breakdown of their revenue by product or geographic segment right now, but from their broader financials and recent announcements, it's clear they're benefiting from expansion into new markets and enhanced service offerings. Their recent push into municipal bond underwriting, for instance, is likely to open up new revenue streams with public sector clients. This diversification of income sources is key for stability in a volatile interest rate environment. Moving on to earnings, FNB's recent performance has been solid. For the first quarter of 2026, they reported net income of $137 million, or 0.38 cents per diluted share, which reflects an 18.8% increase in EPS compared to the same quarter last year. Full year 2025 numbers show net income at $565 million, up from $465 million as in 2024. Their earnings per share have been trending upward too, with 2025 EPS at $1.57 compared to $1.27 in 2024. What's driving this? Strong revenue growth of 9.4% in Q1 2026 and a focus on efficiency. Their tangible book value per share also grew by 11.4% year over year, which signals they're building real value for shareholders. These are the kind of metrics that make me take notice, especially for a bank in a competitive regional market. Let's dive a bit deeper into what management had to say during their latest earnings call for Q1 2026. They highlighted a few key points that give us insight into their strategy. First, the strong financial results were driven by robust loan growth and improved net interest margins, despite a challenging rate environment. They also emphasized their strategic expansions, like the addition of a new chief commercial banking officer in Pittsburgh, and the push into municipal bond underwriting. Management seems confident about their ability to grow in both existing and new markets while maintaining credit quality. They also noted an 8% increase in their quarterly dividend and a new $250 million share repurchase program, which tells me they're focused on returning value to shareholders. Overall, the tone was optimistic, with a clear focus on balancing growth with risk management in a tricky economic landscape. All right, let's pop the hood on FNB's financial statements for a closer look at their health. On the balance sheet side, total assets as of 2025 stood at $50.36 billion, up from $48.63 billion in 2024. That growth is fueled by increases in loans and investments, which hit $7.84 billion. Their total stockholders' equity is at $6.76 billion, showing a strong capital base. Liabilities, primarily deposits and borrowings, are at $43.47 billion, giving them a debt-to-equity ratio of about 0.61, which is manageable for a bank. Looking at profitability metrics, their return on equity for the trailing 12 months is 8.77%, decent for the sector, and their net profit margin is around 21.63%, which shows they're keeping a good chunk of revenue as profit. One thing to note is their current ratio and quick ratio, both at 0.21, which is typical for banks since they don't hold a lot of liquid assets relative to liabilities due to the nature of their business. Overall, the balance sheet looks stable, and they've got room to grow without over-leveraging. Now, how does FNB stack up in terms of valuation? At the current price of around $17.83, their trailing PE ratio is about 11.05, which is lower than the industry average of 17.3 for regional banks. That suggests they might be undervalued compared to peers. Their forward PE for 2026 is even lower at 9.8, indicating the market expects earnings growth to outpace the stock price in the near term. Price to sales is sitting at 2.37, which is reasonable, and their dividend yield of 2.68% is attractive for income investors, especially after that recent 8% dividend hike. Their price-to-book ratio isn't directly available in my data, but given their tangible book value growth, it's likely in a competitive range. On the surface, FNB looks like a potential value play, especially with a beta of 0.9, meaning it's less volatile than the broader market. Let's break down FNB through a SWOT analysis to get a clearer picture of where they stand. Starting with strengths, FNB has consistent revenue and earnings growth, as we've seen, with a strong focus on expanding services like municipal bond underwriting. Their geographic presence in growing markets is a big plus. On the weaknesses side, their reliance on interest income makes them vulnerable to rate fluctuations, and their regional focus, while a strength in some ways, limits diversification compared to national banks. For opportunities, there's a lot of potential in further market expansion and leveraging technology for digital banking, something they've been working on. Threats include rising interest rates, which could squeeze margins, and increasing competition from fintechs and larger banks encroaching on their turf. Regulatory changes in the financial sector could also pose challenges. Overall, FNB is well-positioned, but they need to stay nimble to navigate these risks. Looking at recent performance, FNB's stock has been on a nice upward trajectory. Over the past week, it's up 3.33%, and over the last month, it's gained 6.14%. Zoom out to 3 months, and we're looking at a 17.65% increase, with a one-year return of 21.23%. Over 5 years, the stock has appreciated by 54.68%, which outperforms many peers in the regional banking space. Compared to the broader financial services sector, which is up just 7.75% over the past year, FNB is clearly a standout. On the chart, you can see strong momentum, and it's trading above its 50-day and 200-day moving averages, which is a bullish signal for the short term. If you're considering a trade, this could be a stock to watch for a continued upward move, especially with their recent dividend increase and buyback program boosting investor confidence. Now let's tackle intrinsic value. I've run a discounted cash flow analysis to estimate what FNB might be worth based on future cash flows. However, I need to throw in a big caveat here. DCF isn't the ideal method for valuing banks like FNB. Banks don't generate free cash flow in the traditional sense since their business model revolves around managing deposits and loans. DCF relies on projecting free cash flows, which just doesn't fit well for this sector. That said, using some standard assumptions like a 10% discount rate and a 3% terminal growth rate over 5 years, the DCF model spits out a value of around $20.42 per share compared to the current price of $17.83. But again, take this with a grain of salt. For banks, better valuation methods are PE ratios, price-to-book ratios, and dividend discount models, which I've already touched on. Their low PE compared to the industry average and a solid dividend yield suggests there's value here. If we look purely at the DCF result, it indicates the stock might be undervalued by about 15%, but I'd lean more on those other metrics for a final call. The key takeaway is that FMB appears to have some upside potential, but don't rely solely on DCF for your decision-making with a bank stock. So wrapping things up, what's the verdict on FMB Corporation? I think they're a compelling option for investors looking at the regional banking space. Their financials are strong, with consistent revenue and earnings growth, and management is making smart moves to expand their offerings and geographic reach. The valuation metrics suggest the stock might be undervalued, and that dividend yield adds a nice income component. However, keep an eye on interest rate risks and competition, as those could impact their margins. For long-term investors, FNB could be a solid hold, especially if they keep executing on their growth strategy. What do you think? Are you bullish on FNB, or are you waiting for a pullback? Drop your thoughts in the comments below. And don't forget to like and subscribe for more deep dives like this one. Thanks for watching, and I'll catch you in the next video.